Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Chamberlain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Chamberlain. And now, play ball. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quel for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rothrock. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Reynolds moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge bunts towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder takes first base on ball four. West moves to second. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0 for 1 in the game. Quel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Quel reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. West scores. Crowder moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Crowder scores. QL moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, West hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Norman. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Bluch goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crowder bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Norman reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fabian Kowalik pinch hits for Bill Chamberlain. Fabian Kowalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kowalik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Phil Gallivan now pitching. Aussie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bluch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock juggles the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bluch moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crowder bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to third for the out. Spencer moves to second. one out. Joaquín is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Crowder moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crowder scores. QL moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Senators. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galavan can't make a play. That's a base hit. QL moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. QL scores. Maynish moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Senators. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock bunts towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a line drive into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galavan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. QL takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. QL moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 9-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Norman hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Phil Galavan. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Biggs now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields the ball and throws to Biggs covering. Safe. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds bunts towards third. Bludge can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Sullivan scores. Appling moves to second. It's 9-2, Senators. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Norman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Kress moves to second. It's 9-3, Senators. Carey Self pinch hits for Charlie Biggs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.